Well, good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for being here today. As part of my research, I'm assessing the use of exceptional quality biosolids for their use in urban agriculture, and I've been working on this with Dr. Evanilo at Virginia Tech. So first of all, what are exceptional quality or EQ biosolids products? They're nutrient-rich products that are obtained from wastewater treatment plants. So the difference is also that they're treated through processes to further reduce pathogens, such as composting, thermal drying, advanced digestion. So this results in reduced pathogens, reduced vector attraction, and they also meet US EPA alternative pollutant limits. So they can be used in urban landscapes. They're also easy to handle. And one of the reasons we're interested in using them is because they're a local source of organic amendments for urban agriculture. And urban agriculture is becoming more and more popular. The problem is, however, that in urban environments, we have generally very degraded soils. They have been altered by human activities that include removal of topsoil, adding of construction fill materials, and just heavy vehicle traffic that results in a modified structure, generally compaction of the soil, and this restricts aeration and water drainage and interrupts the nutrient cycle. So these are generally not soils that are good to grow crops in. And we're looking to use these organic amendments to improve them. So the objectives of the study were to compare the effects of various exceptional quality biosolid products and an inorganic fertilizer on vegetable yield, soil chemical properties, and leachate nitrate concentration. This is the field site that we constructed at Virginia Tech. So it's a constructed urban soil. We brought it from a constructed site. We dug out the soil and put the soil in. It's a clay soil texture. It has a clay texture, relatively high pH, very low phosphorus, and medium range potassium. We applied 8 treatments that I will explain in a little bit. We had 4 replicas, and it was set up in a randomized complete block design. Once we had the plot set up, we installed lysimeters in each of the plots. This lysimeter is basically a plastic cap. And half of the bottom half is filled with coarse texture sand, and the top half has the soil from the site. We installed those like 6 inches below the top surface, and there's these tubes here from where we pump out the water and analyze the water samples. Now, going into the treatment, we applied the fertilizer, inorganic fertilizer, based on soil test recommendations, and 4 exceptional quality biosolids. One of them is called Bloom. It's a dewatered, air-dried, cured product from DC water. We applied this at the agronomic nitrogen rate and at 5 times the agronomic nitrogen rate. And this high application is based on, or was chosen based on what is done for mine land reclamation. They do generally a single application of a high organic amendment, and they expect to restore the soil and revegetate in that way. So we chose this high application because of that. And in the fall of last year, we applied both the agronomic nitrogen rate and the 5 times agronomic nitrogen rate treatments. But in the summer, we didn't apply that high rate because our idea was to do that application only once a year. Then the other product was this Bloom biosolids mixed with mulch in a blend. It was applied at both rates. So this is the Bloom, and then the Bloom mulch will have some pieces of bigger organic material there of mulch in it. And then we also applied biosolids compost at the agronomic rate and at 5 times the agronomic nitrogen rate, and a heat-dried pelletized biosolid that was only applied at the agronomic nitrogen rate because it has a higher concentration of nutrients. Now, looking into the composition of this biosolid, you can notice that Most of the nitrogen in this product is in organic form, so it's going to need time to mineralize to become available. The phosphorus ranges between 1.3 and 3%, and it varies depending on the biosolid and if it's mixed with other organic material. The heat-dried and the bloom product have higher phosphorus because they're not mixed or diluted with other organic materials. And iron, that's an important component because some of the wastewater treatment plants, they add iron in the process to bind phosphorus. So especially the products from BC Water, Bloom, and the Bloom mix with mulch, they have high iron in them because of that. This is a picture of the vegetable garden that we had last year. We had 5 crops, but today I'm only going to show the results for cabbage yield because we didn't find differences with the other crops. We had root crops and leafy greens. The results for cabbage yield showed that with the agronomic nitrogen rates had similar yield. So here in the y-axis you see biomass weight per plot and the treatments in the x-axis. So these are all close, but then when we applied this amendments at the high rate, we increased yield with the product of Bloom blended with mulch and with the compost also. Then the summer vegetable garden was this year, and we had 3 crops. I'm only going to show the results for zucchini because we only found differences with those. Remember that in this one we didn't apply the high rate, we only applied the agronomic nitrogen rate. And this is what happened. So you see that the products that did well in the fall had lower yield in the summer. Compared to the fertilizer, and the fertilizer and the biosolids applied at the agronomic nitrogen rate were similar. So this is telling us that these soils might need more organic matter and more nutrient application for them to be adequate for crop growth. So they're in a really bad shape, and it's going to take time to improve them. Now I want to go a little bit into the results for soil analysis. In October of last year, we took a sample and we didn't see any differences in soil carbon and soil nitrogen. But in July of this year, then we start seeing some differentiation. We see that the Bloom mixed with mulch applied at the high rate has significantly greater carbon than the fertilizer. Though these are all low numbers of carbon, but we're starting to see some differences. And in nitrogen, we see that the Bloom product had applied at both the agronomic nitrogen rate and the high rate had greater nitrogen content than the fertilizer. But again, it's taking time to restore this nutrient cycle in these soils. Now the results for phosphorus analysis. The first column shows the amount of phosphorus that was added. For the fertilizer, we added the phosphorus that was recommended based on soil tests, and it was 97 kilograms of phosphorus per hectare. So when we apply the biosolids at the nitrogen rate, we're obviously over-applying the amount of phosphorus. So in Virginia, they use the Melic 1 extraction to do soil test recommendations, and we were finding very low numbers of phosphorus, like between 1 and 6 ppm milligrams per kilogram. So we looked at our soil and saw that the pH was high and that we were maybe dealing with a calcareous soil, which is not like what commonly is found over there. But then we did a soil Olsen phosphorus extraction, and we found more reasonable numbers for phosphorus. However, they're still low for the high amount of phosphorus that was added. So we think this could be because of the calcium that can be binding the phosphorus, the iron in the biosolids that can be binding the phosphorus, and the clay texture of the soil that could also be fixing some of that phosphorus. Now looking at the results of nitrate loss, before we started the experiment, we took samples to look at if there was any nitrogen there or not. So we saw that in August there's no nitrate. Then once we applied the amendments, nitrate concentrations increased, and especially for the high application rates and the fertilizer, and then followed by the exceptional quality biosolids applied at the agronomic nitrogen rate. Throughout the fall season, the levels of nitrate decrease, and then during the winter, they're in baseline again, and then they increase when we did the application for the summer vegetable garden, and they increase for the amendments that were applied at the agronomic nitrogen rate, not for the high applications. So this high application is not providing the amount of nitrogen that is going to be required for this plant to grow. So the important method from this nitrate data also is that after in these two growing seasons, we didn't see differences between the fertilizer and the exceptional quality biosolids in terms of nitrate loss. So there were only differences between the bloom mixed with mulch and this two, the compost and bloom applied at the low rate. But it seems like the biosolids are not adding more nitrate compared to the fertilizer in these systems. So this brings me to the conclusions. Our first conclusion is that EQ biosolids products so far have no more environmental risk than inorganic fertilizers in terms of nitrate loss, and that the higher application rates of exceptional quality biosolids may support better plant growth in this urban low fertility soils. And with that, I'd like to thank you and take any questions.
Yeah, you showed the picture of disturbed sites and how they prepare the urban landscape.
Uh-huh.
Did this represent that, or was it done on an urban landscape?
The picture at the beginning?
Site, huh?
Oh, let me see. This one?
No, you can that.
This? Oh, this is just an example of what can happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, like.
But this was not.
No. No, we did. We brought this. We dug the field here and brought soil, and we tilled. Yeah. Yes, it's in Blacksburg, the Turfgrass Research Center. If you're familiar, but we're the only vegetable guys there. We got it from Johnny Seeds. I think they're based in New Hampshire, is it? Yeah. And I chose varieties based on their recommendation. My emphasis wasn't on like the looking at the varieties, more of like crop, just the yield and effects on soil. Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.